The one and only time for the one and only Startup Nation founder, WJR's Jeff Sloan with our WJR Business Beat. He spotlights the entrepreneurial tech startup community on WJR. I'm going to break from protocol where I usually just throw it to Jeff, but I'm going to ask Jeff, and I hope this doesn't throw him. I'm just going to ask him, instead of just throwing it to him, what is the latest business protocol in what is supposed to be the post-pandemic area where we used to always greet everyone with a handshake? I'm finding now people who are still kind of in the middle of a handshake or a fist bump or not knowing what to do. So I'll ask the expert.
Paul, good morning. Yes, this is a real dilemma for those of us in business. Of course, it flows over into our everyday lives as well. But for those of us in business, you have a guest coming in, an important contact, whatever it may be, and you have to greet them, of course. And it used to be you just had the handshake at the ready and you went with a traditional handshake. But Paul, we know how the pandemic has reshaped our lives. And one of the things we learned was the risks of physical contact with others. So what to do, Paul? This is a real dilemma for us. And Corey Trefoletti just published an article in MediaInsider.com and helped frame out the issue a little bit. And it seems that, it's really depending on circumstances. I mean, maybe if it's a first time, really, really important guest, you got to stick with tradition and go with the handshake. But for me, I don't know about you, Paul and Sean, I just see my instinct these days is the fist bump. It just seems to work, especially if you're greeting a friend or someone that you've met previously and re-greeting them again. The fist bump just seems like the safer way to go. Now, here's something interesting. The handshake was invented, likely, that is, that because it was a way to show people that you weren't carrying a weapon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the fist bump originated. It was credited to Stan Musial. He's the legendary baseball player, of course, and he was having a situation. Fans wanted to shake his hand. He kept catching a cold. So he invented the fist bump. And, who would ever think in business we'd be talking about the good old fist bump? Seriously. But it's a real issue, Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Remember when the only thing we had to worry about in terms of protocol with business were some of the international or cultural differences upon greeting someone that you were doing business with? There were different ways of approaching it. Now the world is approaching this, and fist bumps are everywhere around the world because of the concern.
They are, and they just work. I was just recently at a conference, lots of people obviously there, and the fist bump, I was seeing everybody. That was the way to go. And so I think in that setting, again, as I mentioned, in a more casual setting, that seems to work really, really well. So for me, Paul, I'm going with fist bump right here on the Business Beat. There you have it. It's Friday morning. We went with a lighter topic this morning, but still one highly relevant. As I said, I'm going with fist bump these days.
So when you greet your fabulous producer engineer, Mark Pastoria, do you do a handshake or a fist bump?
In certain special occasions, Paul, for you, for Mark Pastoria, it's the hug.
I was thinking the hug is out there.
I
used to be a big hugger. I still hug a little, but I do it now with a request for permission to hug. You think it's okay?
You think
it's okay if we hug?
Right.
Because you don't know where people stand, not just for worried about disease, but everything else these days.
Right. And it all becomes an awkward, silly little dance sometimes, too, doesn't it? You go in for the handshake or for the hug, and it's, anyway. All right, Paul. It's Friday. There you have it on the Business Beat.
We'll listen to you tomorrow as well, Jeff. Thanks much. Jeff Sloan here on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.